Most of you had the incredible privilege today to learn Maseches Yevamos Daf Chaf Ches. Our discussion today actually began on Daf Chaf Zayin Mabez, where we began with an interesting case of Beis HaChayos Yevamos. So remember again, we had the following situation where our classic case, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, three brothers, Reuven and Shimon married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Reuven and Shimon pass away. So now Halach L'maisa, Levi is left with two sisters who are Yevamos. Right? So remember, again, we know the classic halacha is he's not permitted to marry them. He has to do chalitza with each of them. Remember, again, that's because we paskin yesh zeka, and therefore, again, each of these women, he has a marital bond with two sisters, and therefore, yibum becomes an impossibility. Well, what happens if one of them passes away? Can he then do yibum with the remaining wife? So this is a machlokes. Well, I should say, it's a difference of opinion. Rav says, halacha l'maisa, yes, if either one of them passes away, by definition, he is permitted to go out and do yibum with the surviving yivama, with the remaining yivama. Rabbi Yochanan says, it depends who passes away. If Rachel, who was the first wife to come into the yibum pool, if she passes away, he's not allowed to only work the opposite. If Leah, the second wife to come into the yibum pool, passes away, then he could do yibum with Rachel. Why? Because Rachel was initially permitted. Remember again, in this case, Reuben and Shimon are not dying at the same time, but instead Reuben passes away, which means Rachel falls to yibum, and then Shimon passes away. Rabbi Yochanan says like this. There was a point in time where it was permitted for Rachel to do yibum with Levi, or for Levi to do yibum with Rachel, because there was no one else in the yibum pool. Then, after Shimon passes away and Leah, her sister, comes into the yibum pool, then yibum becomes aser. But if Leah passes away, then Rachel returns to her original permitted state. However, again, when it comes to a situation of where Rachel, the first wife, passes away, right, the first yivama passes away, ultimately, that will not allow Levi to do Yibum with Leah. And the reason for that is because Leah never enjoyed the permissibility of Yibum. Because for the moment that she became eligible for Yibum, the moment she kind of fell into the Yibum pool, halacha l'maisa, she was precluded from doing Yibum because of Achos Zikuka. Therefore, even though Rachel now dies, it does not render her eligible for Yibum. Or in other words, according to Rabbi Yochanan, your Yibum eligibility is solidified and concretized at the moment that you fall for Yibum. The moment that you become a widow. So in Leah's case, the moment she became a widow, she was ineligible for Yibum because Rachel was, or her sister was already in that Yibum pool. Whereas Rachel, the moment she became a widow, she was eligible for Yibum because Leah wasn't yet there. Only subsequently, Leah was introduced. So the Gemara goes back and forth and has this discussion. Ultimately, we saw that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore, halacha l'maisa in this case, where Reuven passes away, leaves Rachel, Shimon passes away and leaves Leah, and they are sisters, and there's Levi, one surviving brother. So if they're both alive, Levi has no choice but to do chalitza. What happens if they pass away? If Leah, the second wife to fall for Yibum, passes away, then ultimately, again, he's permitted to do Yibum with Rachel. Because Rachel enjoyed a window of permissibility for Yibum. But halacha l'maisa, if Rachel were to pass away, he still could only do Yibum with Chalitza, since again, at the moment that Leah became a widow, she was ineligible for Chalitza, that ineligibility remains with her. The Gemara then went on to go through the various cases of the Mishnah. This was pretty much the rest of the Daf, where the Gemara was explaining that halacha l'maisa, we've learned every single one of these cases before, right? We've seen every single one of these cases before, and therefore, why does the Mishnah need to repeat them? While it's true that in the previous cases, they were often illustrated with one brother, here they're being illustrated with two brothers, but their core concepts are the same, to which the Gemara explains in each and every one of the cases that halacha l'maisa, there's some nuance, right? There's some different piece. There's some different element, ultimately, in this case that is unique, that requires the Mishnah to repeat. I will say that is a little bit of an abbreviated summary of Amud Beis. We went through it rather quickly, but that's ultimately what was happening there. Tomorrow, we pick up at the Mishnah on Chav Ches Amud Beis, and wishing everyone a wonderful day.